Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Sally Land, the Sun's resident agony aunt, and on a more formal note, the Sun's advice page editor. If you're a fan of Fabulous Magazine's Things I Told My Daughter podcast, then I'm sure you'll love the podcast on this bonus episode. I am, of course, talking about the Sun's new flagship podcast, Dear Deirdre. That's right, The Sun's legendary advice column has gone from page to podcast. Each week, I'm joined by experts and some of your favourite celebrity guests to give helpful but entertaining advice to listeners' real-life dilemmas. We've covered everything from sex and relationships, health and well-being, to identity, money, and some taboos, like porn addiction. In this bonus episode, we'll be sharing the Dear Deirdre episode with hosts of the Receipts podcast, Tolly, Audrey and Milena, and relationship expert Kate Mansfield. They'll be discussing all things dating related, addressing letters on everything from sugar daddies to dating apps, and finding heartbreaking evidence on a partner's phone. You're in for a real treat. And if you like listening to this today, a new episode of Dear Deirdre is available every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, this is the Dear Deirdre podcast with me, Sally Land, the Sun's resident agony aunt. Yes, we're taking The Sun's legendary advice column from the page to podcast. Every episode, I'll be giving my advice on your real-life dilemmas. We'll be covering everything from sex and relationships to money and careers to managing your mental health and much, much more. And I won't be doing it alone, as each week, I'll be joined by special expert guests and some of your favourite celebs too. So, if you're struggling with a problem and feel like you need some advice, the Dear Deirdre team is here to help. You can send your problems to Dear Deirdre at the-sun.co.uk. We answer every single letter sent to us, and there's no problem too big, too small, or too embarrassing. But for now, it's on with the show. This week, we're swooning over your dating dilemmas as we cover everything from sugar daddies to dating apps and finding heartbreaking evidence on a partner's phone. Plus, we lay down the law on those long-asked questions such as, what is classed as cheating? And when should you go the distance and become official? And as always, I'm not alone.
I've got some fantastic guests here with me today. First of all, I've got Kate Mansfield, who's the UK's premier dating and relationship coach. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I've also got the very fantastic Receipt Girls, the hosts of the super, super successful podcast. So welcome here today.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. We have Tolly. Hello. We have Audrey.
Hello.
And we have Milena. And I had to hold back from doing your signature introduction. Oh, please.
No, can we do it?
Please, can you do it for us?
I physically cannot talk without doing it. Okay, it's your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
Ow!
Now I feel we can begin. We can properly begin. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming here today. First of all, Kate, I wondered if you would let us in on what you've been working on recently.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just quite recently introduced men into my coaching program with women. We've started doing some mixed calls with men and women, single men and women on apps, who are really looking to get advice from each other. And it's been absolute eye-opener, even for me, having been an expert for such a long time. Really learning a lot from men, actually, about how to date.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Top line learning from introducing men. What would you give us?
The number one thing that men say is that they don't feel seen and heard by women on apps, that they feel like a bit of a ticket to a free drink or a free meal. And so I've got a feeling that we might be exploring that further today.
You know, that is very interesting. And there is, in fact, a dilemma coming up that addresses exactly that.
Yes.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
And then you three, I know you guys are super busy with all sorts going on, but what would you like to talk about in particular that you're working on at the moment?
Sure. We haven't been learning anything from me. but we recently have got the paperback of our book, Keep the Receipts, out. And it's not like just a solely relationship book. It's just a book about like our life thus far, I think I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. So to get us in the vein of the topic of dating and love, I wanted to kick off by asking you, what is the number one mistake that you think people make when they're looking for love?
Ooh.
And give you a bit of headspace, because I've just jumped that question on you. I would probably say that I think people aren't authentic themselves.
Yeah.
They pretend to be someone that they're not. So then, of course, they're going to attract the wrong sort of people.
Mm.
So that would be what I would say is the number one mistake people make.
And I think as well, like not establishing your boundaries and what it is that you're comfortable with or not. And then you go ahead and you begin this relationship and you're like, no, I'm fine with you being friends with your ex. And deep down, they're like, no, I don't want you talking to this girl at all. So yeah, establishing and knowing your boundaries.
And having confidence to say, I'm actually not happy with that. Yeah. It makes me feel really unconfident.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would also say? I would say people don't actually know what they want, right? When I speak to my friends, I'm also single. We're like, so what do you want in a guy? We're like, well, he has to be nice. Mm. But it's just like, no, what exactly is it that you want? And for the longest time, I used to think the list was a weird thing to do. Like, why would you write a list? That feels so sad. But like, I don't go to the supermarket without writing a list of what I want. Yeah. Regardless of what that person I'm going to do life with.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't have to be a strict, it has to be all of this or no. But have an idea what it is that you want.
Yeah. I would agree with that. One of the things I say to my clients is, you know, hungry shoppers make bad choices, right?
So true.
So
Bad choices.
So if you don't want to come back from a date with a bag of Cheetos, you know, you've got to be clear about what you're looking for. So I really agree with that. And I think also there is an idea of filling yourself up first before you go out looking, you know, so that you're not kind of looking for love in the wrong places, or you're not kind of putting up with just behaviour or dates with people who aren't really ticking your boxes.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you. And Audrey, how about you?
Do you know what? I think people are not honest about wanting it. Because I think that there's a bit of like a narrative that, you know, if you say it out loud, like you're desperate or, you know, it's a bad thing. But I think, yeah, I think people really want it and they shy away from putting it out there because they feel like there's like a negative stigma attached to saying it out loud. So I think, yeah, you should be honest about it. There's nothing wrong with wanting love and seeking it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it sounds so simple, doesn't it? Just say it. And I've read something recently that 50% of single people have never asked anyone out on a date. It's like, well, there's your first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. The next question I'd like to ask you all is, what is the worst date you've ever been on? You might want to cherry pick. And again, to give you a little bit of thinking time, I will offer up that I went to the cinema with someone who I thought was a friend. On the way home, he pulled out a goblet, two goblets from the back of the car, filled it up with fizz, and then jacked back the car seats.
What?
So I flew backwards. At that point, I got up and said, it's okay, I'm going to walk home tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Good. I've been quite lucky. I don't feel like I've had actual bad dates, like anything awful happened.
Mm.
Or it's just them like, I just don't like you.
Yeah,
like, Jimmy, just like, I don't think you're interesting. I had a date recently and like one of the, I hate this question so much. So why is it that you think you're single?
Ugh.
It just feels like he was just practicing dating rather than being in that moment. I found him very dull. And when he asked him that, I was, oh, because I'm a witch. So I was like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I looked him dead in the eye. Oh no, there was another date where I was like, oh, I've given this thing up for Lent. And he was like, what, are you Muslim? I was like, Lent. And I just kept saying Lent.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you not understand anything?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, oh, I don't like you very much.
Yeah.
More than a bad
day. No chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really young, actually, but I remember this guy called me at 7 o'clock in the morning and he was like, oh, I'm outside, like, let's go on a breakfast date. So I was just really excited because I was like, oh, this is different. Yeah, let's do it. He took me to one of the most dingiest little cafes ever. He was like, just order whatever you want from the menu. So I was like, okay, cool.
Then he
stood up and he put his hand out for money.
Okay.
So I gave him money and then he didn't bring back any change. So I was like, what the hell? This is so awkward. And then he took me next door to the laundrette to fold his washing.
Oh, so you basically,
I was just there for errands.
He was hungry.
Exactly. And then you went to run errands with him.
Yeah, basically. That is extraordinary.
I saw him again though.
Of course.
I think my worst ever date was, I went to a speed dating event and I gave my card to various different guys and there was this really, really hot guy and I was so excited. He texted me afterwards and he was like, do you want to meet up? So I was like, great. So a few days later, I went to meet him at this pub and this guy comes out of the pub, this old man, and he's staring at me and I'm thinking, why are you staring at me? Like, where's the guy? And this guy had been texting me. And then he goes, it's me, hi. And I was like, oh my God. I've been texting this old guy.
It was the wrong guy.
Because I'd given out my card to various
people. Oh, no.
And in my head, I was already married to this other hot guy.
Oh, no.
And then I had to do a whole dinner with this guy and
I was so
devastated.
Because before me, your ego was like, oh my God, look at me begging this hot guy.
Oh my God.
And we've been texting for nearly a week and I was telling all my friends, excited. And this man, I mean, bless him, but
he must have been counting his lucky stars.
He thought all his Christmases came at once. And then I had to get away. I was thinking, what am I going to do?
At what point could you laugh about that?
It took a little while.
I can imagine.
It took a little while, a couple of weeks. I mean, my friends thought it was hilarious.
That is so funny.
I love that one. Was my worst ever date, I think.
Hey, Audrey, you've had loads of time to think about all
that. Yeah, so my worst date was with this guy who really liked me. Well, at least I thought he did. And so we went on a double date with my friend and her boyfriend at the time. And when I got to the location, me and my guy arrived at the same time and he was at the cash point. And when he was at the cash point, he looked kind of bewildered. So I was like, oh, either he's got more money in his account account than he thinks, or less money than he thinks. Anyway, so we went to this fancy restaurant. It was a really nice Chinese place. And then the bill comes and then my friend pays for her guy because they're together. And then our share of the bill was there. And then he just paid for him. But I didn't have any money. Like, I didn't even have my purse. Because I really thought it was a date. And back then, I just thought men paid. And so I said to my friend, toilet now. So we went to the toilet and I was like, I don't have any money. I said, I can't pay for this date. And he literally put down £45 for himself. And then it was just my share left. So my friend had to cover it. Anyway, so that was sorted. When we left, we were at the station and he was like, I got a surprise for you. And I was like, I hope it's the £45 for my share of the meal. But it wasn't. It was a carton of Ribena.
But you love Ribena.
I do love Ribena. But I love broccoli fried rice more.
Exactly.
And that was just horrific. I'm still friends with the guy. But awful. Yeah. Take your purse, ladies. always have emergency money.
Now
always.
I think ladies would, wouldn't they?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, I think we're ready to have a look at the first dilemma.
Juicy. Ooh, ooh.
The first letter is a pretty common dilemma that we get sent in. When is behaviour officially cheating? Oh. Here we go. Love it. Groans all around.
Dear Deirdre, I caught my boyfriend sending his mate screenshots from OnlyFans and rating the women out of 10. He has always told me he hates sites like that because they are degrading to women, but obviously that's not true. I'm 23, he is 25, and we've been together for 2 years. I've never looked through his phone before, but a gut feeling told me to. The messages were gross, with both describing what they would like to do with these women. It hurts knowing he has been talking like this behind my back. What should I do?
I'm going to go to you first of all on this one, Kate.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, for me, it's an interesting one because I think for me it's less about whether it's cheating or not, and it's just really about is it acceptable or not. Do you know what I mean? That's the better question to be asking in this circumstance, because technically, is it cheating? Did he do anything? Not really. But I mean, for me, that is just an instant goodbye, to be honest, in terms of my boundaries and what I expect from somebody that I'm in a relationship with, if it's a committed exclusive relationship, which it sounds like it is. So it's difficult, but I mean, I think she needs to maybe ask herself, is that what she's looking for in a relationship? Is that behavior okay? How does it make her feel?
I completely agree with you. It's boundaries. What's mm-hmm. acceptable for one woman is not going to be for the other.
Yes.
So it's talking those red lines through, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think often, you know, especially in the younger generation, I think women often minimize, or they don't have enough experience to kind of know what's okay and what isn't, you know, and what's acceptable. A lot of the work I do with women is really helping them speak up and find their voice and find what feels okay and what doesn't, you know, that they have choices. So, yeah.
And you three are perfect for encouraging women to have their own voice. Yes, and you're championing everyone on from the sidelines. What would you guys say to this woman who's written in?
It's not cheating for me. Yeah, I don't think I would see that and think it was cheating. Same. I'm big on never looking through someone's mm-hmm. phone, right? Because mm-hmm. I do feel like you will find something.
Yeah.
I'm just, even if it's not as big a deal, you just find something that's not going to feel great, that's not going to make you feel rubbish. And also, I have no faith in men's group chats. Yeah, I've always assumed that's what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I just assumed that it would just be like sexualization of women galore, right? Mm. And football, and yeah, lads. That's always what I've assumed. So I don't think I'd be like shocked. If you were kind of like, I'm disappointed in how he's talking about women, again, it's how you hold yourself and how you think women should be spoken about. And if for you, you can't be with someone that looks at women like that and talks about women like that, then yeah, end it.
Yeah.
But if it's like you feel like, oh, okay, you get it. Some men can sexualize women in a space that feels maybe safe-ish to them. I don't know how safe it is. Then okay, but I wouldn't say it was cheating. It's disrespectful, absolutely. But I don't even know if I think it's disrespectful to his girlfriend. I think it's just disrespectful to women and the women he's talking about as well.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't leave, if I'm being completely honest, because I wouldn't believe that that's cheating. And yeah, I'm just like, it is what it is. Because I know if my partner had gone through my group chat, they'd probably find some stuff that was just like, really, why would you say that? And it's just like, then don't go looking, because I'm not going to be about that, to be honest.
I'm just thinking about celebrity men who've like sent to each other and been like, oh God, I'll do this to him. And if someone didn't read that, they'll be like,
So you're always going to find something. You're always going to be upset about that. But yeah, I think it's the boundaries between like what you feel comfortable with. So I would definitely have a conversation with him. But really and truly, is that conversation going to do anything? It's my group chat with my boys.
And also, is he like that in real life with women? Is he respectful to women in real life? Is that just something we can be like, it's male sick banter?
Yeah. I agree with everybody. That's what I was going to say as well. Like, I don't think that I would leave him for cheating because he technically hasn't done anything. However, I do think that sometimes certain things that you accept kind of set the tone. So if he's aware that you know about what he's doing, I feel like sometimes if you don't nip certain things in the bud, it could encourage him to maybe step things up a notch. I think that she should address that. I think that that would be more my concern. Like, you have these thoughts, and again, like kind of what Toddy said, if this means enough to you for you to walk away, then walk away. Because I think that, you know, not being aligned on your moral compass, that is a good enough reason to end a relationship. Yeah. And depending on what he said, we don't know like the extent of what was said. But like for me, if I saw someone that I really love talking that way about women, I don't know.
I think you lose that. You can't even get there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's disrespectful.
And he took screenshots. He didn't even actually subscribe to OnlyFans. So, like, he's a cheapskate as well. You know?
That's the main issue. Yeah. He's a cheapskate.
At least let the women get paid off of your misogyny. No, I'm joking. But I think your point, Tolly, was
really interesting as well about don't go through someone's phone.
Yeah.
Because you do open up a whole can of worms, and you also are going to road the trust between you, aren't you?
You can't bring up the problem, because now the problem is that you went through their phone. Exactly. Yes. So it always backfires where you're like, I found this out, but I found it out by looking through your phone.
Yes.
What I did, which is very toxic, is I was younger, I used to go through phones, and then I'll email myself things, act like I'm other women. And then be like, well, someone's messaging me, saying me this. No one messaging me. I just found it. And,
and you just weave this web of lies.
Yeah. It's really bad. Don't do it.
And I also think that you create a space for them to be a better liar. Once someone knows that you're the type of person that goes through a phone, they're just going to be more careful. Then you're never going to find anything out. The best thing to do is once you start to get an inkling, just build a case slowly by slowly, get your evidence together, gather evidence, and then you can go to them with something concrete. But never go to them with a gut feeling, because men or anyone who you choose to date, never take that seriously. I wouldn't. If someone came to me and was like, I had a dream that, you know, you did this, or I had a gut feeling. Yeah, no. So just build up your evidence and then approach them.
Yeah. And you can tackle an issue, can't you? If you think somebody is cheating on you or is not being faithful, even, you know, with their behaviour, not even necessarily a full sexual affair, there's ways of talking to them without accusing them of affair. Yeah. You know, I feel something's changed between us. What's the problem? How can we build on it? There's other ways without being confrontational, isn't there?
My friend Mandy, her husband's cheating on her. What do you think I should do?
I thought Mandy was a real friend. I was like, does she want your business out?
Does Mandy know we're talking about her?
Coming up next, we take a listen to a letter from a man who's having a hard time shaking off his sugar daddy energy. And we question, when is the right time to make things official?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've just heard from a woman who caught her boyfriend rating other girls' OnlyFans pictures on his group chat. Now it's time to take a listen to a man who's regretting his decision to take things more casually with his new love interest.
Dear Deirdre, when I told my date I didn't mind if we saw the people, I didn't think she'd start swiping right for every guy on the dating app Hinge. We met online 4 months ago and things have been going pretty well. She's 27, I'm 32. She's a lot of fun to be around and has a wicked sense of humour. From the start, we were both open about the fact we weren't looking for anything serious, just someone to meet for regular dates and sex. But at the 2 month mark, she asked whether I was still dating other people. I told her I had another date I saw occasionally and that I didn't mind if she saw other guys too. My girlfriend of 3 years had broken things off in June, so I was in no rush to couple up again. But I didn't think I'd have to worry about her trying out every guy in the town. I'd told a couple of my pals about her and shown them a picture. When we caught up in the pub last week, they told me that they'd both had messages from her inviting them out for a drink. Then, when I was at the gym, I bumped into a guy I went to school with. He told me about the blonde bombshell he was dating. A few questions made it clear it was the same girl. When she came over the next night, I brought up the fact she'd been on a few dates with guys I knew. She laughed it off and said, well, there are not that many hot single guys in this town. But there's clearly enough, right? As she then told me she'd been on a date every night since we'd last seen each other over a week ago. I know I said we weren't exclusive, but this seems a bit excessive. And if she's sleeping with all these guys, surely there's a good chance I'll catch something.
Oh, that's so silly.
Go on, girls. I feel like you're ready for this one.
First of all, just because you are sleeping with people, they're doesn't have to be that assumption that you're not practicing safe sex. Like, she could be having safe sex. So that comment that, oh, I might get something is just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just think that so long as you're not in a relationship, everyone has the right to do what they want to do. Mm. And do you know what? Whether she went on one date or whether she went on seven, it really doesn't matter because you're not in anything exclusive. So I understand why his ego might be bruised because that's what it's giving to me. Mm. It feels more like his ego feels a little bit dented. But outside of that, I'm sorry. Like it's a fair game. Like everyone can do. And he can also go on seven dates as well. Mm. He just maybe just doesn't have the sauce that she has. Yeah. I don't really know what
I think that's the issue. He's not getting as many other dates as she is. Yeah. And I think that is pissing him off because I think when he offered up the we can both see other people. He assumed he'll be able to see loads of people, but that's just not happening for him, right? Mm. So, and she's having a great time and she's being able to see other people. Also, can you stop showing her pictures and stop talking about her? Like, leave her.
Are you obsessed?
So chatty. Like, of course you can, if it's, especially if it's a small town, we're all going to date around the same age group. Get over it. But I do think if he had the opportunity to date the same amount of people that she is, I don't think he'll see anything wrong with it.
Mm. Yeah.
However, I say all of this to say that everyone has the right to have boundaries.
Yeah.
So if this is not for him and he feels like, you know, he can't handle it, then he's got every right to walk away. But I wouldn't necessarily penalise her for it.
100%.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I think he's pretending not to care, which, you know, it comes back again to that thing of not being authentic, not being honest, pretending not to have feelings. And, you know, why? I mean, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
He's said, I don't mind. He does mind. So if you mind, tell the person and see what happens.
I think sometimes people say, I don't mind to benefit themselves because they're thinking, oh, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
Because they forget that the other person can still date as well.
Yes.
So it's just like, actually, it's just not benefiting him how he assumed it might do. And I think that's why he's really bothered by it. Mm. But just say to her, I really like you and I want it to be just me and you.
But do you think he can take it back now? Because if I turn around and said to someone, let's see other people, and then a week later, you're like, actually, no, I take it back.
Yeah, because I guess it's like, I've realised that.
Yeah. I mean, at this stage, what has he got to lose in a way? I mean, I think it's either that or what's he going to do, carry on pretending?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And that's not going to work for him either. I mean, I've got a really simple answer to the question, which is, you know, so many people, I think, make the mistake of making this a time-based thing. Like, after 3 dates or 7 dates or 8 dates or whatever. And I think, you know, you can date someone for 7 months and they're still not really like a great person.
Yeah.
You know, so I think what I say to my clients is it shouldn't be time based. It should be based on what you need from this person over time consistently in order to feel like you are ready to become exclusive. Because I think we so often focus on what the other person is doing. And I think this guy is a perfect example of where he's using his ego to make the decision for him. But does he really even like this girl?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the point. Yeah. Is she the kind of girl that he wants to be in a committed relationship with? Mm. It doesn't sound like it to me. And often I think when someone is kind of busy seeing other people, it can make us, we can make that mistake of finding them a bit more attractive than they really are, right? And making the decision based on that instead of actually, is this a suitable partner? Are they meeting my needs? Are they a good fit? Are we in alignment? Because as far as I can see, that's a no on all of those criteria. And so I think he needs to up level himself a little bit.
Start with himself and get his own confidence up.
Definitely. And get some clarity. Like what qualities is he looking for? And obviously, faithfulness and loyalty is quite high on his list, so he shouldn't be dating someone who's kind of
or suggesting that they can date around and then, you know, act like a sulky teenager when he doesn't get his own way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like he wants her because everyone else does. Not because he
It's not genuine, is it?
And I don't know, there was something about the tone of that letter that felt like he was using sex to shame her a bit. Do you know what I mean?
I don't like that around,
and I didn't like that. I do think there's something about, like, you don't have autonomy over her body. She can do whatever she wants with it, and she doesn't owe you any loyalties at the moment because you're not in a relationship. So he's need to keep saying, and then she's been around and then, well, that's not exactly, get over it.
And also, we all know where those old-fashioned attitudes
are. And also, it's only been a week. Calm down. You don't know this woman. Like, chill out. Get to know somebody. Like,
men are so funny because when do they care about sexual health unless it's like pertaining to their ego? Like, please, like, how many times, you know, you see people and guys never ask the questions about sexual health unless, you know, their ego is at play. That's what it seemed like to me. I was like, oh, you know, I'm so concerned about Yeah, I wasn't, well, absolutely. I wasn't really
buying he's clearly not having safe sex himself.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
He's worried about her doing it or not. So.
Yeah. But in terms standards. Of when we're exclusive, I like to be, it's quite archaic, I'll be honest, but I like to be asked. No, I want to be asked. I want like a no and two tick boxes, yes or no, okay, will you be my girlfriend? Because I just think with dating, it can be so confusing. Mm, and one person thinks you're exclusive and the other is like, we never had that conversation. Yeah. So I want it in clear paper.
Yeah,
will you be my girlfriend?
Yes
or no, so that everyone knows where they are. And I do think that's one of the worst things about dating right now. No one really knows where they are. Are we seeing each other? Yeah. Are we sleeping together? Are we dates? It's so confusing.
But have the conversation.
Yeah.
And also having the guts, because I guess you feel like you're really exposing yourself just by asking that question.
100%. Yeah. What are we?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the what are we question.
Nor do I.
I think it's vital. I need to know. And it's not because of you. It's because, can I date other people?
Yeah. That question's been demonised so much. Yeah, it makes women especially seem like bunny boilers when you ask them, what are we? Yeah. It's a valid question to want to know what's happening.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I definitely want to know. I want to know where I stand with you. I hate being in a grey space with you. And it's just like, it's very anxiety provoking as well.
It's not going to help anyone, is it?
No.
I think it helps to have that clear before you get with a man as well.
Yeah.
Like, so you're actually telling him what we are,
yeah,
as opposed to kind of asking him, oh, what are we? Because there's a real shift in power with that. And I think as women, we need to learn to stand in our power a bit more and just say, these are the things I need to see from you before I'm actually willing to be exclusive. You know, not, oh, are we exclusive yet? You know, kind of thing. Because I think then men, I don't think men respond very well to that. I think that they'll carry on being probably a bit half-assed about a lot of things in terms of effort level as well.
There's a neediness there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which isn't very attractive.
I think so.
What are we?
Yeah, I think so.
I say there's a neediness. You need to have the conversation, but if you start off putting all those decisions in the man's lap, then it changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
As you say, it needs to come from you as well.
From your boundaries, Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Last letter.
Okay.
This is from somebody who sees himself as a bit of a sugar daddy.
Ooh, send him our way.
Dear Deirdre, it's impossible to find a woman that doesn't just want me for my money. I'm a single man of 48, and a few years ago I joined some dating apps. But from the start, it seemed women were only keen if cash or expensive gifts were on offer. I've had loads of messages from girls in their 20s and 30s asking if I want to be their sugar daddy. But even the more age-appropriate women in their 40s and 50s want to know how often they'll be treated to lavish weekends away. No one seems interested in getting to know me, just what's in my wallet. What should I be doing to find someone who isn't bothered by my money?
Stop offering. Like, I would only take what I know is on the plate. So maybe let's not start talking about what it is that you're going to gift me, like where you're going to take me. Maybe don't come pick me up in a flashy car. Like, make sure our dates are very minimal, because I'm sorry, you can't say I can't find women that just want me for my personality and they don't get to know me as a person when you're there providing them with all of these luxurious gifts. Of course, because you, as Audrey said in the dilemma before, you're setting the tone. So
I don't agree with that necessarily, right? Don't test me. Like, don't have a nice car and thought, actually, I'm going to come in my Peugeot 206. Assume she's will.
Pretend to be broke.
Me. No, I want to see the nice things. I think firstly, at 48, what age setting do you have on your app that 20-year-olds are talking to you? Mm. If I do see a 48, because you can adjust age groups in many apps, right? If I do see a 48-year-old and in my 20s, I'm going to assume that he's here for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that does tend to be the connotations. If you are 48, there shouldn't be room for someone in their 20s to be messaging you on a dating app, because they shouldn't be in your age range.
Mm.
Women that are apparently age appropriate, they have every right to want more from you because they have lived the life. Exactly. They have worked very hard. They do have a right to be like, I want nice things. I want to be treated amazingly and I deserve that, right? In fact, everyone has the right to do that. If you feel like that's all you're there for, offer more than that, then have some personality. I can only assume maybe you go on dates and all you talk about is your life stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all I can like you for, because that's all you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you make me laugh, be funny, have something else. And I think we have to understand dating apps are initially like based on appearances and what you put on your social media, mm-hmm. what you put on the page, sorry. So if you're like, oh, I'm a 48-year-old man who drives a Ferrari, blah, 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 blah. You've told me, you set the tone. Like, you've told me all of these things. Again, don't
don't have to devalue what you have and say, oh, I'm broke or whatever, but just offer more of your personality, right? I always find it funny. I can only assume he's rich because I feel like sometimes men are really offended by gold diggers and they have absolutely nothing to be digged. They don't have any gold to be digged. It's all over with a gold digger. I'm so scared of the £2.20 I've got in my account. I just find it so frustrating that men that are so bothered about being used for money are normally the men that that's all they've got to offer and that's why they're bothered by it.
Yeah.
But good luck, sir.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just feeling that wasn't heartfelt.
Good luck, sir.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think it's what you give off at the end of the day. Like, no one can assume anything about you unless you give it off, unless that's what you're screaming. So my advice would be more practical. I'd be like, on your bio, what are you giving off to make people feel like this is the image that you're presenting? Because I'm sorry, I'm not going to look at someone and just assume that they're a sugar daddy unless I'm doing there's something that you're doing. So if your profile picture is of your Ferrari or of your yacht, well, duh. If it says 48-year-old single man and the picture is of your yacht or, you know, your private island, I'm gonna assume that you want to spend cash. You know, maybe just put a nice black and white picture of yourself with a white background and say in your bio that you like to take long walks and, you know, adjust it so that you get the kind of people that you want to attract. But yeah, I think I'm not buying that people are just reaching out to him assuming because he's 48, he's got money. I think that there's definitely something on that profile that is giving that vibe off. So he needs to amend it. That's what I'll say.
Thank you. I love that. All three of you have spotted really that it's how he presents himself, isn't it?
Yeah. You are the problem, sir.
Literally.
Kate, what are your thoughts? You've been talking to a lot of men about how they feel about dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, I would, by the way, agree with all of you. I mean, I think that there is initially, if he was a client of mine, I would look first at his profile and look at what he's giving off and all of that sort of thing. And the age thing is true as well. I mean, having said that, you know, I have experience of coaching a lot of men, single men on apps. A lot of them are not loaded, but they earn kind of okay money. Yeah. And there is a general consensus amongst a lot of men who are genuinely good guys who are looking for love, who are looking for commitment and a normal relationship, where they feel it's not just about money, but that often women are looking to get something and that they're not really seeing the man for who he is. And, you know, a lot of the work that we do with the men in that group actually is helping them to develop their confidence, develop their personalities and to lead with something else, right? Because I think now there's so much confusion about what it means to be masculine, what it means to be feminine, right? And we're all kind of switching roles and there's so much confusion around those kind of aspects of self at the moment. In general, men are quite lost actually and can get really offended, but then there are lots of things they're doing sometimes that kind of subconsciously create those scenarios. So it's definitely a complicated subject. I would suggest as well that he goes and does some offline activities, like join some clubs, some societies, things he's genuinely interested in. And just if he is a billionaire, just, you know, play it down a little bit, you know, just be authentic.
Message me at Tolly_Z.
I'll just see you underscore for you.
Can I just ask you a question, actually?
Yes.
Do you think this whole idea that men think that women want something for them is because for the first time in a long time, our generation, because I always say my generation, I'm in my 30s, we are not like our mothers, but men in my age are a lot like their fathers and they like to admit, right? Mm. So for the first time, we are saying what we want. And for the first time, we're quite being like, no, I want financial stability. Mm. And for the longest time, women didn't say that. Mm. It was just okay to be loved.
Yeah.
But I think wisdom and seeing how most relationships or marriages ending because of financial problems, women are, no, I do want, and men are so shook that you're asking them for that now that it's like they just want to take stuff from you. But men, you also have every right to ask a woman to be financially stable too.
Absolutely, it works both ways for sure. And I think, you know, as we mentioned right at the beginning, I think we've all got to learn to be more authentic and, like you said, much more direct. You know, just ask for what you want and be clear. These are my boundaries, these are my needs, this is what I'm looking for. And not being willing to settle, you know, and being more direct, I think can just save a lot of these kind of assumptions and things kind of going pear-shaped and going sideways between men and women about, even about who pays, which is a whole, we could do a whole podcast just on that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, again, a lot of guys, you know, and I hear this, you know, a lot of men on apps, they're going on a first date. It's essentially a blind date, right? Yeah. When you meet someone that you haven't met, you've just seen their pictures. The woman often, and we've again, both ways around, the person who turns up isn't always the person in the photo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So a woman might turn up, and guys, if they're going on 3 or 4 dates a week and they're expected to pay, I mean, that's a second job you need, right, to fund that, realistically, yeah. If you're paying for dinner for 4 women a week and none of them are really who they said they were. You know, so it works both ways. Yeah. It works both ways. And I think we have to be aware of that.
I love your advice to this reader that he actually needs to get out, join some clubs,
meet
some people in the real world.
Yeah.
And not talk about however much or little he's got in the bank. Mm. Move it away from that if that isn't the conversation he wants to have.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think so.
Thank you. That's all 3 dilemmas and letters finished. As a final question to everybody, I wanted to ask if there was one life lesson that you could share with our listeners that you've learned through your work or through dating, what would it be?
I think is... for everybody, just to know that you're lovable exactly as you are right now. However broken you are, you're still lovable.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Mine would be one that I've actually learned quite recently, and it's don't be afraid to be alone. So don't settle just because you want that company. Like, you're fine and you'll be okay alone rather than being in something toxic just for the sake of it.
And that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just... be comfortable with
100%.
You. Yeah. Thank you, Milena.
I think I'm really trying to unlearn this thing about putting time and ages on things. So I would say, like, don't stay in something that doesn't serve you because you feel like you've got something to prove to other people that are not in your situation. And also, age doesn't determine anything. Like, you can find love at any age, you can start a career at any age. Like, don't let it hold you back, like, based on these, like, social constructs of when we're supposed to do things.
Yeah, I love that, Audrey. Just puts pressure on you, doesn't it? And the whole situation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think mine would be like, just to remember that you're one of one. I think there is this thing in society where it's kind of like you feel like it's not okay to be organically and authentically you. I had to teach myself to be audaciously myself, right? And I think there's something so powerful in being like, do you know who you are? Like, you're one of one. Like, it's not like there's millions of you and it's okay for you to sit in that. And that's where your power resides. Like, when you are organically and audaciously yourself, that's when you're the most powerful.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds cheesy.
No, but it's what you were saying as well, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah.
It's just about having that confidence in yourself. It's so important to build that up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your base, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, all of you, for coming in today. It's
thank
been an
you
absolute
for having
pleasure.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much to you for listening, and to Kate Mansfield and Tolly, Audrey and Milena for being such great company in sharing their words of advice on some of your dating dilemmas. We've addressed your letters on when's the right time to become official with your beau, passed on advice to a so-called sugar daddy who's getting nowhere with the ladies. Plus, we laid down the law on when flirty actions cross over the boundary to cheating. If you're struggling with a problem and feel like you need some advice, the Dear Deirdre team is here to help. Just send your problems to deardeirdre@the-sun.co.uk. And remember, you can read Dear Deirdre every day at thesun.co.uk/dear-deirdre or by picking up a copy of The Sun. Our advice page is packed full of support and extra resources, which can help you with your own challenges. Before you go, don't forget to click follow so you never miss an episode. And if you have a spare moment, maybe you could give us a rating and leave us a review. This boost of appreciation all helps so that other people who are seeking advice can find us on their podcast app. I'll be back next week for another episode of Answering Your Dilemmas. But for now, I'm Sally Land, and this has been Dear Deirdre.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.